howdy, episode 051 of the Daughter of Godcast. Thanks. Just one episode from our 1 year anniversary. This will be a short and sweet episode, a quick epilogue of the swim, followed by a song of appreciation for everyone who joined Team Dog in our epic crowdfunding experiment. Last week, Team Dog, me, swam 2 miles as a fundraiser for the Watershed Center, Grand Traverse Bay. I came in 12th out of 43 swimmers of all ages, third in my age class of 50 to 59, with a time of 54.17. The winning time was 39.12. I got a little lost at the end, surfing the swells and drifting away from the paddleboarder who was trying to guide me. Team Dog raised $2,171, $153 more than our goal of $2,018, making us the second highest fundraiser for the swim. This experiment in the gentle release was encouraging on many levels. This was my first open water swim slash race, and I'm excited for more. I like the Watershed Center and was happy to help with funding. Comparing the podcast stats for June and July, there definitely seemed to be a more consistent pattern of listening after Team Dog started fundraising. I am pondering proposing a more ambitious crowdfunding campaign to an international nonprofit the Dog really resonates with, like maybe Mozilla, the Electronic Freedom Foundation, or maybe even Soma FM. Well, that's down the road. We've still got a few stories to tell about the making of the longest little movie ever, the making of the movie that made me. In episode 051, thanks, we're just going to sing a song, kind of a long song for a short episode. Well, I wanted to swim the other day, so I asked my friends for some money. I said, I'm swimming for you, yes, I'm swimming for you. Well, what do you know, money they gave so generously for swimming. Swimming in the blue, 'cause I'm swimming for you. Well, why do you need money, you fool? Was this some kind of fancy country club pool? Oh, no, this was for you. I was swimming for you. Well, just me and a bunch of crazy earth lovers jumped into northern Michigan wild waters and we swam. We swam for you, and you know Jesus, well, he swam for you too. Well, wait a minute, dog, is this some kind of cult? Free love Gnostic with a dash of John Galt. What have you been smoking? Did you just get your card? Have you swallowed too much lake water? Well, maybe, but I'm talking about the wilds and the thriving of every guy and child. Well, could you be more clear? I'm kind of confused. Try not to meander and be so enthused. Wander all around and gas about nothing. Just the facts, ma'am. No at the mouth frothing on. Try and keep to the point, as if you hadn't just smoked a great big joint. Bye. Fine, here's the skinny, clear as can be. This is about my friends and their money. How they protected wild waters and helped screen that movie about God's daughter for you. Oh yes, for you. These things they did for you. You see, wild waters are the most important thing if you're interested in living. It's true. Oh yes, so true. For you, for me, and you. Everything's connected, not in the woo-woo way. The wild waters very intimate lay. Climate and the oceans are pretty much the same. You'll be water walking till your dying day. Wherever you are, there's water underfoot. Water's in the sky, water in your hood. The life support system of the pale blue dot. Whirling through the cosmos, water's a lot of fun. For me and you, oh, wait a minute. Did I mention food? Well, you like eating tacos and berries, you gotta have water, it's so necessary. Boys and girls growing big and strong, with plenty wild water it won't take long. Celeries, avocados, apples and wheat, quinoa, coconuts, even palm fruit, peanuts and nori and rice and beans, every yummy thing ever eaten by you and your family too. You need wild water if you like eating food. Well, I agree that eating is pretty darn neat, and you went swimming to raise money for wild water plus God's daughter. That's the big fuss. You're singing about us, about us. This song is for us. You're singing about us. That's right. So now I'm gonna name the more than 54 friends got me swimming and fundraising for us. 'Cause we're wild water too. Woo-hoo! We're all wild water too. Well, I threw down the first 18 bucks, just 2,000 more with a little luck. Then the giving started from a bunch of secret peeps, 9-8 Mouse and 3D&B. High school chums, they ain't fooling me. Jim and Dirk and their wives and kids got things started, is what they did for we human bees. You and me, so sweet. Well, JJ kicked in with a whopping big kiss. That stands for Jill, world famous artist. Then came Sin, a witchy goddess, followed by Pam, my lawful sis. You know who's next? That badass Susan Fist for us. They gave for us a freaking shower of pure love. I got plenty more names, so here we go. Singing Timmy Burke and Barbie Stowe, Maureen and Hans from the Family Boss, then Maura and Kendra join the cause, and yet another pal from my high school days, Chris Briggs, the Mormon who got away. He was with me in spirit, that's what he said, but he's still in his body, he's definitely not dead. They for us. They gave so much. This world is made of love. And Emily Votruba, a wild loving woman, remembered typhoid and her grandpa William, Allison Nevitt, and Suna were next, right after John Mark Ryden, aka X. He makes movies just like me, Deb Havens too, she said I'm not crazy, Rebecca Goldfelty, and so generous Kat Muncie. Miracle Milagros and Yoga with Carrie, another anonymous, let's call her Abby, all of us. And everyone, along with love, we're having fun. Then how about companies highly evolved, Benzie based, and providing good jobs like Stormcloud and Frankfurt serving Vittles and Brew, or Crystal Lake Catering, speaking of food, Alberto's Taqueria, it's owned by Jim Barnes, EcoBuildingProducts.com, and Recycle with Style at Alberta Mercantile, getting back to Eats, Killins of Frankfurt, quite sweet. Then our next stop is Oriana Food Co-op in Traverse City, where all the members are pretty, because they're eating right and making whoopee all night, jumping cross town, City Mac, where apples interact. Cool businesses are aware of the water we share. Oh my God. Well, here's the rest, all out of order. Everyone protecting our wild water. Ravina Polymathic, you know her as Mel. And Captain Larry Good, he must be swell. Rick's dad, Fritz, swam Crystal Lake across. And Becky DeVries is the co-host boss. Sarah's lake mother, and James another brother. Fernanda and Koenig up on the highlands. That joy disciple, John Michael Musselman. Roman and Anastasia, Brooklyn and Shaq. Cousin Shannon and her son, Jack. Darcy and Dave playing in Hawaiian sun. Family Driscoll back in Interlaken. That crushy classy poet, Holly Wren. Genius camera dude, Matthew Dayton. And Zeb Crumluff, he fixes your tech. Tim Bennett, I'm his bowman's best. Renee Herman recently graduated. Ada, Ann, and Gary after they invaded. Dan Novak, who swims nearly nil. Gary Warden with his squeeze Jill. Trickster Palanita with blessings to the mother. Laura Palladino, an angel undercover. Christine Madrid and her grandfather's fishing. Philip McKay, who moved to Michigan. Kara McConnell, that snarky super teacher. And Philip K. Dick, who inspired my dog Peacher. Thank you, one and all. Answer the call. Swimming for you. That's what we do. You've been listening to the Daughter of God cast, episode 051, Thanks, which has been mostly music. Next week, we'll be returning to our non-family-friendly format with bad words and controversial topics, so listen with care. In the meantime, love life, shine like the sun, and be the world you want to see. What do you say, Snowball?
big deal right now, playing for all the children. All the nice children.
Me too. Well, hi, Snowball. How are you tonight?
I'm just fine.
Are you excited to be here tonight?
Yes, I am, because we're going to play music for all the children.
Yeah, I am excited too. Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, it sure was. Whatever's in your feed, remember, we're all in this together. And nobody gets out of here alive.